Hi guys, thank you for making great choices and listening to Choices. As always, you can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, and Audioboom. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss any future episodes, and also, don't forget to rate and review with some 5 stars for your girl. Please send me your emails with any feedback or questions to choicespodcast@gmail.com, and also send me your letters and voice memos for the advice segment. Okay, so today I bring to you a pretty heavy podcast. So we're going to talk about therapy and mental wellness and my personal struggles. This episode was really hard for me to get into because it is extremely personal, but I just want to be really transparent on this podcast. So here it is. This episode also may dig a little deeper than just what therapy means to me now, but I think it explains why I think it would have benefited me at a younger age. I've wanted to go see a therapist for a few years now because I think it's just good for a person's mental well-being. And also, I've heard about a lot of other people who said they've truly been at their best ever since they started seeing a therapist because they've been able to deal with whatever it was that was kind of stopping them from living their life to the fullest. And I think in the past, there were a lot more negative connotation to therapy. And also for someone like me who grew up in a Korean family, going to see someone for mental well-being was translated into having some shameful mental issues and that you were too weak to take care of yourself, which isn't true, but that's just kind of how it was viewed. And thankfully, I think in recent years, it's become more and more accepted to see a therapist. And it's not always just for issues, but just to have someone to talk to and to work things out with. I'm really hoping that this podcast has been and will be helpful to you. But first and foremost, I'm happy I started it because it has forced me to look back at my past and remember things that I haven't thought of in a decade or even two. Okay, here goes nothing. In high school, I suffered from a pretty severe depression. I knew then and know now for sure what it was, but I didn't tell anybody about it. I think I hid it pretty well. I'm naturally a pretty loud and energetic person, so I think it was easy for me to just fake my way through it. I don't really know what caused it. Maybe I didn't know my place in the world. Maybe I felt some incompleteness in my life. Maybe I was lonely and just felt unloved. Whatever the reasoning was, I was miserable. I cried alone all the time. And I often had thoughts of inflicting pain on myself to forget the emotional pain, you know? And just to be clear, I truly have never thought about taking my own life. That was, you know, not even ever a question, but physical pain definitely played a part. I think I was just so sad and angry all the time. And I also remember during that time, I had completely lost faith in God, hated the church and really Christianity. And that was pretty big because my whole life I was pretty involved in the church. I mean, I wasn't like the best Christian, the model Christian child or anything like that, but I definitely was involved in activities in church and groups and things like that. I really haven't thought about those days in a long, long time, so some of these memories might be a little bit fuzzy. I think I blocked most of it out because it was such a hard time for me. On one of the podcasts before, I kind of jokingly said that I don't really remember much of anything from before when I was 25. But I think it's actually pretty true, and there's a deeper reason why. And this podcast has honestly been so helpful in getting me to look at my past and try to face them. So anyway, I don't remember exactly how I pulled myself out of it, but I did. You know, after a long time, maybe I faked it enough that eventually I believed it. One theory I claimed all these years was that when a friend of mine got into a car accident and passed away, instead of getting angrier at God, I actually ended up turning to him. And the friend that passed away, he was a devout Christian. He was, you know, the son of a pastor, just model citizen, just such a great, great person. And I think that in a way he kind of led me back to the light, you know? So maybe that helped me get back to normal. But honestly, I never dealt with what was actually going on. And I think it just got buried. And in time, it started messing with me in other ways in my life. So how I think this super personal story ties into this podcast, and specifically this episode, is I think this shows the importance of dealing with your issues. Maybe not everyone's answer is seeing a therapist. For some people, it might be church, meditation, art, music, and many other things. And I think sometimes it's a combination of those things. And honestly, I can't say that I know what my answer is yet either, but I think therapy has been a great start for me. So let's fast forward to now. I finally decided to start seeing a therapist a little over a month ago. I actually went to two different therapists for the first couple of weeks and chose the one I felt more comfortable with. And both of them gave me different perspectives to look at, and both of them very beneficial. But I was advised to choose a therapist that I felt more comfortable with because in the end, I had opened up to that person way more. And it's been proven to be true for me. It's been interesting and very helpful starting therapy and this podcast right around the same time. As mentioned earlier, this podcast has really helped me look into my past. Just being able to talk to my therapist about that has been awesome. Because when it's just me realizing things, it's just me saying the same point over and over to myself. But when I'm talking to my therapist about it, he kind of nudges me into digging deeper into the issues and think of reasons why I think that is, or why it's affecting me, or why it has affected me, and where I go from there. So now I recognize that I've struggled with some issues that have stopped me from being comfortable with who I am. Just some things that caused me to be self-conscious and insecure about my being, you know? As we covered from my earlier episodes, I think is what causes my extreme stage fright and performance anxiety. I didn't really know that was connected to my past. I thought that was just kind of who I was. And so I never really dealt with any quote-unquote issues. And I think I just learned how to bury things and move along, which I don't think was very beneficial. My progress in therapy is really something that we're going to have to unveil more and more as time goes on. But so far, it's been very eye-opening. And one thing I wanted to talk about was that after my session last week, the topic that's been on my mind has been forgiving myself and being kinder to myself. I think I have a tendency to be really hard on myself and dwell on my past mistakes, and many of you probably know that. I'm starting to realize that the first step to a healthier mind is forgiving myself. I'm not saying that now that I know the importance of it, that I'm totally good to go and fixed, but I am hopeful now. It feels like I'm on my way to a healthier, happier me, so I love that. I do definitely think that going to therapy as a teenager probably would have helped me a ton in my young adulthood. I think that would have helped me be confident through and through rather than just very externally confident. Which, don't get me wrong, I do really love myself and I do really have actual confidence in many, many areas. But I think there's a lot of things in my past that I don't forgive myself for. And I think that's caused me to have a lot of doubt about just myself. So I'm very excited to kind of look into that and work on myself. Okay, so as we go on, we'll continue talking about my progress and start connecting therapy and the effects it has on my pursuing acting. Speaking of which, I still haven't enrolled to an acting class yet, but I think I found one that I want to sign up for, so I'm going to do that. And also, good news, I passed level 2 of improv and will be signing up for level 3. So I'll keep you posted on that as well. Okay, well, this is the end of another episode of Choice As Podcast. That was pretty soul-bearing for me, so I really hope you guys enjoyed listening to my story, and maybe it brings some kind of a comfort to anybody who struggled with depression in the past or is going through it right now. If you have any comments or feedback, please email me. I would love to get your thoughts on this topic and any other topics, to be honest. And there we have it. Thank you again for joining me today. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you guys next week. Okay, thanks. Bye.